الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد. So last week, alhamdulillah, we concluded speaking about one of the great heroes of Islam, regarding whom Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu said, "It is the right of every Muslim to kiss the head of this man." Who was that companion? Abdullah bin Hudhafa al-Sahmi radiyallahu anhu. This was after he became a cause of freeing tens and hundreds of Muslim prisoners from the tyrant, the Roman tyrant, the emperor of the Byzantine emperor, the empire of the Byzantine emperor. He basically told Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiyallahu anhu, "I will free all the Muslim prisoners on one condition, that you kiss my head." And Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiyallahu anhu, according to some narrations, he thought to himself, "What is the lesser of the harm? The lesser of the two evils is kissing this man's head and not being killed by this man, or rather being freed. So I will go ahead and kiss this man's head." So some narrations mention he put his hand on the forehead of the Byzantine emperor and he kissed his hand. This was the wisdom of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. And at the end of the day, this person laughed, mocked him, but he let all the Muslims go back to Medina. And once they reached Medina, this is when Umar radiyallahu anhu heard about the plot of Abdullah bin Hudhafa, what he did. And then that's when he made that remark, حَقٌّ عَلَى مُسْلِمٍ أَن يُقَبِّلَ رَأْسَ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ حُذَافَ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ مَنْ أَبْدَى. It is the right upon every Muslim to kiss the forehead of Abdullah bin Hudhafa, and I am the first one who will start kissing the head of Abdullah bin Hudhafa. And this is what happened. He, Umar radiallahu anhu, kissed the head of Abdullah bin Hudhafa, and all the rest of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they kissed the head of Abdullah bin Hudhafa because of this victory. Literally, it was a victory on his part. Today we're going to continue on speaking about another great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is a man regarding whom Umar radiallahu anhu said that this man, لَقَدْ غَدَى فُلَانٌ, I'm not going to mention the name, لَقَدْ غَدَى so-and-so, أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ بَعْضِ أَبْنَائِي, so-and-so is more beloved to me than some of my own sons. Does anyone know which sahabi I'm talking about? This is none other than Umayr ibn Wahbin radiallahu anhu. Umayr ibn Wahbin radiallahu anhu, a great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Umar radiallahu anhu said about this man at one point, inshallah we'll get to that point in the story, Umar radiallahu anhu said, "This man has become more beloved to me than some of my own children." What was his accomplishment? Inshallah we'll get there. His story starts from the Battle of Badr. When the Muslims had an immense victory in the plains of Badr, they were only a few in number, 300, some narrations mention 313. And the disbelievers were in the thousand. And they were armed to their teeth. They had horses, they had swords, they had their shields, they had any weaponry that you can imagine at that time. And the Muslims had only a few camels. The numbers are actually mentioned. It doesn't exceed the tens. They had a few camels, they had a few horses, and some had swords, and others literally just had sticks. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Muslims victory in that battle due to the worry and concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before the battle, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a dua, "O Allah, if you destroy this small group of Muslims, you will never ever genuinely be worshipped in this world ever again. No one will worship you as you ought to be worshipped. So hence protect us." And it was in this battle where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the angels from the skies to protect the Muslims and to destroy on their behalf. Some of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum mentioned, "We saw entities wearing green turbans coming down from the heavens. And before we would strike our enemies, we would see heads flying off." This was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy for the Muslims and due to the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he sent down this mercy. Anyways, Umayr ibn Wahb was actually among those who was fighting against the Muslims. He and his son along with him. The Muslims at the end of the battle took captives back to Medina. Among the captives was the son of Umayr ibn Wahb. Now Umayr ibn Wahb goes back to Mecca alone, thinking to himself, oh no, the Muslims will retaliate by punishing my son because of what his father has done. What did Umayr ibn Wahb do? When the Muslims were in Mecca with the Prophet ﷺ, those who migrated, Umayr ibn Wahb was among those who would torture them. So he thought to himself, my son is imprisoned and he will be taken to task by the Muslims because of what his father had done. So with this worry, the next morning, the day after the Battle of Badr, he goes and he walks into the Haram. He makes tawaf around the Kaaba and he seeks blessings from the idols which are in the Haram. And after seeking blessings from the idols, this is something that they would do in the days of ignorance. After seeking the blessings of the idols, he sat down with one of the governors, one of the leaders of Mecca at that time, none other than Safwan ibn Umayyah. Safwan ibn Umayyah, he was the son of the wretched man, Umayyah ibn Khalf. Umayyah ibn Khalf was a great enemy of the Prophet ﷺ. In fact, this is the only man the Prophet ﷺ killed with his own hands, Umayyah ibn Khalf. He took a promise, وَاللَّهِ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ. By Allah, I will kill you because of the disaster that you've caused Muslims. Not only Islam, but the Muslim women and children. So how did the Prophet kill him? It was a simple arrow or a spear that he shot. Some narrations mention that spear just scratched the neck of Umayyah bin Khalf. Some narrations mention it hit him in the chest and made a small wound. Nothing. It's as if, you know, you got cut with a knife and you put some cream on it, bandage it, and it's better the next day. That's what it was. But Umayyah bin Khalf would cry like a baby. And he said, Wallahi, the mountains, all the mountains in the world, if they were turned into a remedy, you wouldn't be able to ease my pain. It was through the barakah of the Prophet ﷺ and through his strength that Allah punished this man because of what he did. He said, the Quraysh were laughing at him. What are you doing? You're crying because of a simple wound? So he said, if you knew what I was facing, you would have probably given your life by now. You don't know what I'm facing. So Safwan bin Umayyah was one of the governors of Mecca and he was the son of this wretched man. So Umayr ibn Wahb radiallahu anh sits down with Safwan and they begin to talk about the disaster that the Battle of Badr brought upon the disbelievers. Oh, we lost so and so, we lost so and so, Abu Jahl. We lost my father, we lost great people in the Battle of Badr. So Safwan bin Umayyah, he begins to say, Wallahi la aisha ba'da ha'ula. There is nothing called life after these great people have passed away. So while they're in this discussion, Umayr ibn Wahb says, if it was not lawla ad-duyun ala ra'si, if it was not for the debts that I had upon my head, وَلَوْلَا الْخَوْفْ عَلَىٰ ضِيَاعِ أَهْلِي, and if it was not for the fear of my family being wasted, if I leave them, no one to take care of my family being wasted, in other words, if it was not for these two fears, لَكُنْتُ أَقْتُلُ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, I would have killed Muhammad صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Imagine the hatred. I would have killed Muhammad. This is the same man who once upon a time they would kiss and hug, and you know, when he was a young boy, make him sit in their laps, trust him with all their wealth. And today, what are they saying? I would have killed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but I have this fear that if I go to Medina and per se I lose my life, who's going to take care of my debt? Imagine, these people are, look at the irony, these people are disbelievers, but they're worried about their debt. Today, Muslims usurp wealth like there's no tomorrow. And they have no thought of accountability, that Allah is going to question me. There was an Islamic firm in Toronto. It was a Muslim, it was an Islamic finance firm. What happened was, somehow or the other, they usurped all the wealth that the Muslims had invested in that company. They turned it into gold bars and they ran away. They left out of the country. They left the country. So while this happened, my mother was crying on the phone because they invested a lot of money in this company. So as she was speaking to me, I was in tears. I was heartbroken. And my teacher, Sheikh Suleiman, was looking at me from a distance. I usually used to take walks with my teacher, Sheikh Suleiman. So he said, Madhar, what's up nowadays? You know, you're looking sad, you're not yourself. So I said, this is what happened. So with a deep sigh, he said, do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive this, even a cent of this? This is the ummah's money. Allah will never forgive this. So Umayr bin Wahb said, if it was not for my dain, my debt, and my family, I would have left and killed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or had my life given in the path of evil by, you know, anticipating to kill the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Safwan bin Umayyah took this as an opportunity. He said, O Umayr, Ya Aba Wahb, O Abu Wahb, I take all your debts on my head. I will fulfill it to the T. You know, fulfill all your debts. And as for your family, أَضُمُّهُمْ مَعَ أَهْلِ I will join them with my family. وَأَنْفِقُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا حَيِّتْ And so long as I live, I will spend money upon them. Umayr bin Wahb radiallahu anhu said, then what do I have to worry about my brother? I am going tomorrow to Medina. So what does Umayr bin Wahb do? He goes back home. He prepares his swords. Not only normal swords. Look at the evil prior to Islam that this man had in his heart. He took out, he unsheathed the swords, unsheathed them. He took them out of the sheath and he dipped them in poison. So it's a confirmed kill. He dipped them in poison. And then he prepared his conveyance and he only took one sack with him. What was that sack? A sack full of hatred for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the only thing that he took with him. So as he intends for Medina, he reaches Medina. And he sees the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He sees Umar radiallahu anhu sitting by the door of Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mosque. Umar radiallahu anhu is sitting there and he's saying, he's recalling, you know, the achievements of the Battle of Badr and how some people actually lost their lives assisting the Muslims in the Battle of Badr and how the Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, helped them against the mushrikeen in this a beautiful battle that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding the participants. He said, oh, the people of Badr, do what you wish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has looked at you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised you forgiveness. He was just mentioning these achievements. And in that moment, he sees Umayr ibn Wahb. So he jumps. You know, Umar radiallahu anhu, anytime he had a chance to defend Islam, he would take that opportunity. He jumps in his spot. He stands up, his face turns red, and he says, هذا الكلب, Umayr ibn Wahb. This is the dog, Umayr bin Wahb. So what happened next? Inshallah, we'll continue speaking about what happened next after I come back from my travels. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us goodness, and we ask Allah to make us individuals. But look at the difference. He's meeting him by saying what? Look at this dog. And then at the end of the day, what is he saying? This man is more beloved to me than some of my own sons. Inshallah, one day we'll speak about this. JazakAllah khair.